I'm Rita, and I'm a grateful overcomer. As you can see on my shirt, I believe in this 100%. I am blessed and highly favored. And on a day like today, God has reminded me that I have a peace that surpasses understanding and a joy unspeakable. I'll explain that in a minute. When I signed up to do the communion, it's telling me that I'm supposed to be here. I actually signed up for a different day and was asked to change, and I was like, no, I really have a message in mind for this particular day. And I walked away, and God kind of tapped me on the shoulder and said, no, you're going to change this day. And I was like, okay, that's fine. Have your way. Okay. You know better. And yes, he does. He does know better. Today, we had a situation with our family, and I'll explain a little bit more about that, but God changed this message about a week ago, and I really had a good one on the other one, but he had a better one. So he gave me the words, it is finished, and it just stuck on me, and I could not get it out of my head. And it's a really simple message, and I'm like, okay, I just keep writing. I write memos in my phone all the time. And about a month and a half ago, a family member of mine was struggling really bad and had called to talk with me. And we had been kind of at odds in our family over a situation for a while. This program has taught me not to hold on and not to harbor, to make amends. And so my sister and I did that. But in this process, she was really struggling. And she's like, you know, I just don't know if God is going to receive me when my time is over. I just don't think that he can really get over everything that I've done. And I was like, okay, God, thank you again. Once again, I get to give this message. And tonight, you get to hear the message that I gave to my sister. It is finished. It's a simple message, and it's one that Jesus spoke. That word finished in Greek means teleo, and it means to have a set out, definite point or goal in mind. And Jesus had that goal and had that point in mind before he ever came. So if he's saying it's finished, what did he mean by that? Well, there's a list of whole things I could give you, but here's just a few. Sin, death, condemnation, or the penalty for your sins. There are no consequences. Addiction, depression, pretty much anything and everything that you could struggle with, any sickness or disease of the flesh or the spirit. Jesus said, it is finished. It is a complete work. That message, it is quite simple, but quite profound at the same time. And receiving it is just as simple. He said in the scripture, whosoever. And if any of you don't understand what a whosoever is, that's anybody and everybody. Whosoever believeth in their heart and confess with their mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, they shall be saved. There is no turning away. Whosoever. That includes us all. I got to share that with my sister, and she found some peace in that. And not too long after, she made a decision to stop taking the medication that was keeping her body functioning and to let God have his way. And today, God called her home. See, I got to deliver that message once again to my sister. And over many years, she struggled. Today, she found a peace that surpassed all understanding. She passed away in peace, knowing who was going to receive her on the other end. Amen. See, communion is a reminder to me. When the enemy wants to point his fingers, wants to sit and tell me and remind me of every single sin, of every struggle, of every failure, of every way in which I have fallen short, I can simply and assuredly say, sorry, completely and simply covered. So he's reminded me, I can still have peace that surpasses all understanding. I can have a joy unspeakable. And yes, I can stand up here with a smile on my face today and say, I know where my sister is. She kept it simple. She was able to tell another just a few weeks ago, "I know assuredly that when I leave this earth, I know where I'm going. I've accepted Jesus in my heart. I've taken him in as my Lord and Savior, and I can leave this world in peace." Amen. You can also have that peace even now. It says we can walk in the kingdom now. We can walk in that power and that assurance now. And you can keep it simple just by saying these things. Repeat after me. I am a teacher after all. I can't. He did. Together we win. Keep it simple, guys.